Happy Father's Day. Thank you. Today is a good day to remember and honor our earthly fathers. If your father is still alive, please consider yourself blessed, because there will be a time when you will miss him. I lost my father 50 years ago. As a matter of fact, 2 days from today, June the 19th, will be the 50th anniversary of my father's passing away. As I was, spending my time without him, most of the time I was doing okay. I am okay. But occasionally, I miss him. It's hard for me to describe, but it's kind of yearning in your heart that your father, was here, still here to talk and visit with me and teach me how to be a man and how to be a good father and so forth. So I miss him. If you have and had a wonderful relationship with your father, thank God, please, for that relationship, because many people out there wish it would be the case for them. Now, if you have a not so great relationship with your father now, in fact, some of us even don't speak to our fathers at all, my heart goes out to you. I sincerely hope and pray that you restore relationship with your father soon. I really do. So this morning we'll think about our fathers, and for my sermon, I'll do in two parts. Number one, I'll speak to the fathers, myself included, and then I'll speak to the children, to the fathers. Let's do some reality check. Did you know that many fathers in America today long to be reconnected with their children? Many children refuse to do so because they are, for whatever reasons, are angry at their fathers, whatever their fathers have done or have not done. Consequently, some fathers, I'm afraid, will die alone, without seeing their children ever again. How tragic it is. You see, dying is one thing, but dying alone without the family around is quite another. Now, if you are a father yourself, listen to God's word in today's text. Do not provoke your children to anger. I don't know, there are so many things that fathers shouldn't do, but why? The Bible says that fathers, please do not provoke your children to anger. Because we do. Many fathers make such a mistake that their children remain angry for years at their fathers, some of them completely cutting off the relationship with their fathers. As pastor, I know too many sad and heartbreaking stories like that. I know of a man, divorced father, who is in his 40s. To my knowledge, he cries every day, yearning for the phone call or text from his son, the only son he has, yet it never comes. How achy and broken his heart must be. His teenage son is so angry at the father and refuses to see him or even talk to him. Did you know there are many prison inmates in America today have no relationships with their fathers? In fact, they resent their father's absence in their lives. So if you're a father in this kind of situation, my heart goes out to you, and in the mercies of God, I beg you to initiate the process of reconciliation with your children, by all means. Now, I'm speaking to the children this time. For whatever reason, if you are angry with your earthly father and have not forgiven him yet, in the same mercies of God, I beg you, to forgive him. The key word is to forgive. Now you may say to me, Pastor, you have no idea what he has done to me and my family. Of course I don't. Nor is it my business to delve into your life. However, please look at me. I'm not standing here just giving you my personal opinion on how you handle your relationship with your father. Rather, I'm standing before you as God's messenger. We talked about the role of the prophet not long ago, conveying God's command for you. What is God's command for you? To forgive. And speaking of God's will for you and for your father, to forgive each other. Whatever your father has done to you, still God commands you to forgive his iniquities. The question is, will you obey the Lord or not? By the way, did you know unless you forgive your father's sins, your sins will remain unforgiven by God? God wants to forgive your sins, but guess what? Because you refuse to forgive your father's sin, God cannot forgive your sins. Therefore, for your own sake and for your own father's sake, forgive. So I'm going to give you a two-step instruction to forgive your father if you're in that situation. Step number one, be determined to forgive. The key word, key phrase is be determined no matter what. Any act of forgiving must begin with your heart. Must begin with the desire in your heart to obey the Lord. You see, have you seen some people who used to say, and I hear from time to time, I'll never ever forgive so and so and so and so. It tells me the person who says that doesn't know the Lord. Because if you know the Lord, you will never be able to say such a thing. You must want to obey God's command before you even think about forgiving your dad. Even if it is very unlikely for your father to apologize for what he has done to you, be determined to forgive him anyway in the name of the Lord. Do not wait until he says to you, I'm sorry, son, or I'm sorry, daughter, because that moment may never come. Forgive him today and do it now. Did you know that forgiving is just more than forgiving someone? It is the act and expression of your love for God. Let me ask this. Do you love God? And say, yes, I do. Then forgive your dad. Do you love the Lord? And then keep his command, which is to forgive. Did you know what God says? If you claim that I believe in God, I love the Lord, but if you hate your brother, you are a liar. Because you cannot, you know, love God, but you hate someone, it's oxymoron. God says, nope, it's not working that way. If you love me, you need to follow my command. In this case, forgive your dad. Now, when you forgive, please do not rely on your feelings. In fact, the vast majority of people in America cannot forgive their fathers. Why? Because they rely on their feelings. The feelings of hurt and resentment. Just say no to your feelings and say yes to God's command. Now listen, when it comes down to forgiveness, you use your willpower, not emotions. Don't say that, I will try to forgive. No, rather you say, I will. Stick to your resolution. Ask for the divine help and ask the Holy Spirit to empower you to do so. Pray to God. This is what I would say. Pray to the Lord. Lord, you know I cannot forgive my dad with my own might. But in your power, I can and I will and I do forgive my dad. All things are possible in Christ who strengthens me. That includes forgiving your dad. After that, you declare to everybody and yourself that you have indeed forgiven him. Once again, your feelings, the old feelings of resentment and hurt will come back and even haunt you. at the time, in those moments, do not succumb to those feelings. Rather, declare to yourself, it's done. I have moved on. I have forgiven my debt. I'm not going to dwell on the past. As if you signed a contract, it's done, and you cannot say, can I cancel it? Forgiveness is done. You need to move on. Do not harbor on your old feelings of hurt and revenge and leave them into the hands of God and move on. That's the first step, folks. Step number two is this. Be proactive in love. Key word here, proactive. Once you have forgiven him, do not stay there. Level up your love for your dad. Don't we love the words level up, upgrade nowadays? Level up your love for your dad. Reach out to him in love. Ask the Holy Spirit and he will teach you how to love your dad. And he will guide you to love your dad as Christ has loved you. Think of it. How did Christ love me? How did Christ love you? He laid down his life for you, the sinner, for me, the sinner, when we did not deserve his grace and mercy and sacrificial love. Did you know that Christ did not wait until you say sorry to him? Out of his love, he proactively forgave your sin and mine long before we even realized that we need his forgiveness. As Christ follower, therefore, will you do the same for your dad who does not seem to deserve your love and forgiveness? Long before even he says, sorry. Now listen to the word of God one more time. Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Does that anyone include your dad? Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord, not yours. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. Well, is your dad your enemy? If your dad is hungry, feed him. If your dad is thirsty, give him a drink. That's what I'm talking about, proactive love. Be proactive in your love for your dad and overcome your dad's evil with good. Do anything and everything possibly good for your dad. You see, when you proactively love your dad as Christ has loved you, and God will bless you. He will be pleased with you and make your relationship with your dad great again. A lot of us stay and I just forgave him. I'm not going to do anything. That's why we never experience God's miracles. As for closing, I will say this, folks. Today, Father's Day, God is calling all of us, fathers and children, to restore and maintain good relationship with each other in Christ. Will you answer his call saying, yes, Lord, I will obey your command? The end result is the reconciled relationship, and that will benefit all of us. It will restore our families and it will strengthen and stabilize our society and it will advance the kingdom of God here on earth. May God help us. Let's bow our heads and pray. As far as I know, our first human contact would be mothers and fathers. We learn to speak, we learn how to behave in the presence of our parents. But today we are celebrating Father's Day, so we are thinking of our own fathers, Lord. Once again, whatever happens between our fathers and us, you command us to forgive and love, respect and honor. Sometimes we have fathers who don't deserve such love and affection from us. What is your call? What is your command, Lord? Can we do it? And you say, yes, you can, in Christ. So help us be determined to follow and obey no matter what. Not relying on our feelings, but using our will to please you, Lord, in whatever ways we need to. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.